Welcome back, fans in the pro. My host, Deuce McAllister, the Brian Kelly Show, coming up at 6 o'clock. And what a great night for the All-State Sugar Bowl prep football roundup at 7. High school football taking center stage, working our way into this cool weather that will continue. We're going to wrap up this hour kind of talking about the Saints. And you said this last night, and it's, you know, so, and again, this is Spencer Rattler and not Derek Carr. You know, Derek had said at the beginning of the season that when you, if you're running this offense, this wide zone offense correctly, the first five steps or four or five steps the quarterback takes, you should not know whether it's a run or a pass. And last night you must have said five times that we're not a drop back passing team. And that's all they have been, right? Because you're not really running the offense that you kind of want to run.
Well, you know why? Because you're behind.
Yeah, you got
to you're having to throw the football.
Right.
And so part of the issue is your tackles are still a work in progress. They're still a work in progress. And so if I can run the football, it takes pressure off of them having to drop back pass. But when we and we both have it, how many passes last night combined?
For the Saints or?
Yeah, for the Saints.
The Saints had 28 passes, or 20 completions, 39 passes.
Yeah, 39 passes.
Right.
39 passes.
I think they had 40 the week before.
Yeah, so of those 39 passes, and we would have to go and look at it, I can tell you probably 10 of them were rollout, and the other 29 were pure drop-back passes. For the Saints to be where they want to be, they probably want that number to be about 17 drop back passes. And everything else is off of action, play action.
Right.
The boots, your quarterbacks right now, the young kids, they do a great job of running the bootleg. They do a great job of the bootleg game. But when it comes to straight drop back passes, then now I've got to identify pressure. And I've seen the comments or you hear the comments of, oh, your offensive line is terrible. No, it's not just your offensive line. Yes, there were pressures where you got beat inside by from a guard standpoint, I think right guard, left guard, and then your left tackle. But for the most part, it was a free rusher that came. And so you've got to understand that he's hot. He is unblocked. That's not on the offensive line. I have got to throw the ball hot. And if he's supposed to be picked up, then it's an MA on somebody, whether it's the back or whomever. But just me looking at it with the naked eye in the moment, I see the back get out right now. So normally that tells me he didn't even look at his guy. So that should tell me he's hot. The guy off the edge comes, it's not the offensive line. That's the QB's guy. And he just didn't feel it. He didn't feel it. He didn't see it. And so now that's what I'm saying I saw happen last night. Now, I could be totally wrong where, no, the back should have went backside. But the way that he released tells me, because his head never turned.
Right.
How he released immediately – that's how you would release when you're hot. And you may have did it because he came from depth, but at least I would check. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would check to look to see if it's coming from there. So when it happens in that manner, I'm getting pressure. Everything has to speed up. Everything has to speed up. So if I'm not throwing the hot throw, I have to speed up my drop. I have to fade a little bit to buy a little time. That's only because I got pressure. I can't fade a little bit and buy a little time every time because they may show pressure, and they did it a couple times on third down. They showed double A.
And then backed out?
And backed out and only brought four. There were times where they showed it and they only brought three. That was normally third and long. And so it takes reps.
Yeah.
It takes reps. And so whether
you got a game speeding up for a game, it's already fast for a young man.
That's what it is. And then when you take away the ability to run the football, now it's almost like, man, are you sure it's 11 guys out there? You know, it feels like it's
somebody count.
Yeah, it feels like it's 13 guys.
It does. It really does.
It feels like it's 13 guys out there. I mean, because a guy's coming from here, a guy's coming from here. I don't know if this guy's picked up. I don't trust if this guy's going to pick him up. And it just takes time.
Newman's been holding, and we'll get to Newman quickly, and then we'll take a break. So, Newman, welcome to the show. You're on with Deuce and myself, and you want to talk a little bit about the trenches.
Thank you guys for taking my call.
You bet. Hello. We appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. Sir, yes, we can hear you fine.
Oh, okay, on the first TD run from number 33, I noticed how the offensive linemen were grabbing the defensive linemen up around the shoulder pads and had nothing but jersey, and they were treating them like rag dolls. Is that a penalty or what? What can they not grab? I know they can't hook them with their arms or whatever, but these guys, they couldn't do anything. They just had them. Oh, it seemed like they had them off the ground, like they were just shaking them like rag dolls.
Yeah, you can grab them by the jersey. I mean, you can't hook them on the outside where they can't get loose. I mean, but you can grab them by the jersey and even, you know, to be able to turn your body. But once they try to disengage, you have to let them go. And even on that touchdown run, if I'm thinking about the first one that you're referring to, on that one, it looked like you had a game going on. And what I mean, it looked like your defensive tackle went outside. And I don't know if it was supposed to be a loop, the defensive end that was going to come back inside, or your linebacker both went outside. So whatever miscommunication happened, it happened immediately. Because the guard, he took him easy. And what I mean took him was he allowed him to go outside because he knew that was where the back wanted to go. But if somebody vacates his area, somebody else has to feel. And we know it didn't feel because the gap was wide open.
It was an 8-yard touchdown by Javonte Williams and really a very crucial moment. It was only 6-0 at that time, 7 minutes to play in the second quarter. So the Saints had kind of weathered the storm until that, and then the storm rolled over.